joined by Councillor Chris O'Leary, himself a former Lord Mayor, sitting Sinn Féin councillor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Distasteful as it is to be bringing back this topic of conversation again, but it did happen, and it's out there in the press again this morning. What exactly happened before Monday night's council meeting? Was there any inclination amongst parties, whips, or councillors that some kind of gesture of condolence would be offered to John Murray's family?
Yeah, I suppose first of all, Neil, to put it into context, I was contacted by the victim who informed me of his passing. She was worried that the council would do a number of things, and she asked me, was there anything I could do? Which I did. I contacted very early on Monday morning the officials that would normally oversee the meeting in corporate affairs, and also the Lord Mayor's office, and outlining the victim's concerns in many respects of what might happen, and if there was a vote of condolences that it mightn't be entertained or we wouldn't take it. I also asked that, the victim had asked me quite clearly, normally with the passing of a former Lord Mayor, that the Lord Mayor of the day or a deputy would attend the funeral or council would attend the funeral. And I asked that the victim had relayed to me that she thought it would be inappropriate, considering that Don Murray was a sex offender and was on a sex offender's list up to the day he died, and never repented what he had done to the victim. I had a number of conversations throughout the day with the Lord Mayor himself and with city council officials on it. I said quite clearly that if it wasn't brought up at the condolences, I wouldn't get up and do anything, but that if it was introduced as a vote of condolences at that point, I would stand up, indicate that I would like to speak, which I did, and outline the situation that I felt it was inappropriate, someone who brought the office into disrepute, but also was had been convicted of offences. And the victims discussed that, and if we sent out the wrong signal to victims who had been.
The victim said his sins are not forgiven just because he has died. He died on the sex offenders register, and that's what should be remembered, not that he was the first citizen of the city. So did Sean Martin then stand up in council, or did you know that he was going to be the one to do it? Vote of condolences on John Murray's passing. John, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Did you know John Murray?
Yeah, he was a personal friend of my family and myself, and I was with him for his last days outside in Marymount, right? I mean, he was there for about 2.5 weeks, very sick man, and was very sick before he went in there. Now, what I want to concentrate this morning is there now, right? And I know some people will probably ring in and give out about me, but all I want to say is you just hit it on the head there, Neil. You said about airbrushing, right? John Murray done huge, tremendous work as a Labour councillor and as Lord Mayor. He got mothers and fathers into nursing homes when no one could do it for distraught people. He got flats for people that had no housing. He got houses for people. I know for a fact he got medical cards for cancer patients when the very person that they were voting for didn't get them for him, for the family, and they went to John Murray. And they told him they didn't vote for him. They voted for the other candidate, right? John Murray went away and got 2 medical cards and found that the person that they were voting for never represented him in the first place. He got a medical card for a husband and a wife that both had cancer at the time. And this is the kind of stuff he'd done. And you were quite right. You can't airbrush all that away. He was Lord Mayor. He'd done tremendous work for people, I said, in the community, right? And that has to be recognised. You cannot airbrush that away.
But is that not... Well, I'm not a councillor. I didn't have a vote on this as to whether or not. I was only posing the question, were they attempting to airbrush him from the Lord Mayor's office?
But you can talk
all you want about getting people into nursing homes or getting people houses or getting people medical cards or, whether they're entitled to them or that he was pulling strokes or not. I don't know. But he was also up to other things, including the abuse of this young child.
Well, again, as I said,
the former Lord Mayor, John Murray, was convicted in 2013 of multiple counts of sexual assault on a teenage girl over a 2-year period. He carried out his first attack in 1996 when his victim was just 13 years old. His victim is Elaine Murray, his granddaughter. She joins me by phone. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak after all these years.
This is your first time actually saying anything publicly about this. In fact, this is the first time that anybody will ever know that you were, in fact, John Murray's granddaughter. Why have you? Why? And I respect your privacy and your anonymity up until this point. And I also can never even begin to imagine how difficult it must have been for you having a daughter myself. However, why have you now decided to speak?
I suppose, Neil, 3 years have passed. I have got a lot of help and a lot of support since then, but I can talk about this topic now and I can put it back in its box after the conversation and it doesn't need to affect me anymore. But the reason I wanted to ring you today is because, first of all, I wanted the people of the city to know that I am his granddaughter and that there has been a lot of talk this morning and yesterday about a family grieving. And there are members of the Murray family that will be grieving, but there has been such a divide in our family that for other members, this is a relief to us that man is gone. And I'm just so disappointed that, again, it's back in the media again. It's back in the media for all the wrong reasons. That, you know, I'm just so upset that he was even mentioned in City Council the other night. It shouldn't have even been a topic. I shouldn't have to talk to you today. But the reason I wanted to is to let people know that while there are members of the family grieving, there's other members of the family that are certainly not grieving today for that matter.
Okay, and without wishing to go into that in too much detail, out of respect for all of the family, that divide is between those who believe in his innocence and those who believe in his guilt, am I right?
Exactly. Amongst John Murray's own children. He had five. Three of them were mentioned in his death notice. My dad and my aunt were not mentioned. They stuck by me the whole way, obviously. My parents, my sisters, my aunt and her family were so supportive. I just wanted people to know that for my family and for my aunt's family, we are most certainly not grieving.
And how did what effect did it have on your life from when it happened up until now? Do you live with it all of the time?
Not anymore. After this conversation now, I can put this back in the box. And I can go and I can do my job today and I can go home this evening and make my dinner. I can deal with it now. But, I mean, as a teenager, it was very, very hard to deal with. It was very, very hard because I couldn't tell anybody. I was always known as the awkward one in the family with my cousins. What's wrong with her now? Why is she acting like this? There was always something wrong with me. I hated going to family occasions. I hated being around them. I just didn't know how to be around these people. There was family holidays for years. I didn't go on them. I couldn't be around them. I didn't know how to be around them. And it certainly affected my relationship with my family for a number of years.
It must have been very difficult to be at family gatherings that John Murray was at then.
It was, and that's another reason why I wanted people to know that I am related to him, because I would have seen comments online at the time, people being naive, really. Why does she keep putting herself back in a situation where it would happen again and again? I couldn't avoid that man. I had no way of avoiding that man.
I wonder, do you realise how incredibly brave you are to come out now and say, it's me, my name is Elaine Murray, I am his granddaughter?
Thankfully, I'm married now, Neil, so I have changed my surname, which is great. I can, it is sad because it's my father's name, but I'm lucky enough now to be able to shake off that surname. I might have a new surname. I think after 3 years, I was just ready to let people know the effect this man has had on our family.
Do you really believe that you were ready, Elaine, or did the events in council on Monday night force you to take this brave step?
My hand was forced. My hand was forced. But I'm strong enough now to be able to deal with this. My hand was forced. It really was.
What would you say to Sean Martin this morning then?
I didn't want to come on here for a slanging match, but he's a disgrace. He's an absolute, complete and utter disgrace. He did know John Murray. I know he did. He was in his pocket a bit. I know there will be other former Lord Mayors and former politicians attend that funeral today, but my whole point of talking to Chris O'Leary the other day was that I just wanted to make sure this wasn't going to be recognised in any official capacity, especially for the year that's in it, and when we're honouring people.
To the likes of John O'Donovan, who say, in spite of this and in spite of what happened to you, the man did a tremendous amount of good. He was referring to medical cards and corporation houses. And
John O'Donovan is a crony, for a start. He's very much in his pocket. John O'Donovan knows John Murray, the politician. He does not know John Murray, the father, the grandfather, the husband. He's a street angel, a house devil. I've heard John O'Donovan on other radio stations talking about pro-life, right to life. What about my right to life? I had no right to life as a teenager. John O'Donovan's a hypocrite, as far as I'm concerned. I don't even take his comments into consideration. I've heard him talking about so many things now on radio stations over the years. His comments there meant nothing to me, to be honest. As okay. I said, he knew the politician. He didn't know the man.
You knew both.
I knew both. Exactly.
Street angel, house devil. You will now in jail. I don't know what kind of contrition ever went through John Murray's mind, head or heart, because I haven't spoken to him in many, many a long year. And I imagine that would be the case also with regards to one of John Murray's sons, Daniel, who would be Elaine's dad. Daniel's son of the late Lord Mayor, John Murray, who died at the weekend. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well.
I just a small bit emotional now after listening to my daughter.
Well, can I tell you, you should be incredibly proud of her. She's a wonderfully reared girl. Credit to you and your wife.
Yes. Neil, I rang in because this was kind of, we had no intentions of doing this. And believe me, we had none, but our hand was forced. You know, we became the forgotten family. You know, the Echoes and the Examiners and things during the week for condolences and kind of, you know, survived by the three daughters. I forgot like that, you know, that John Murray didn't have three children, he had five children. And we broke because we knew the truth. And John Murray stood up in front of the family, all the family, not the nephews and nieces, no, my children, yes, but not the nephews and nieces. And I have no animosity whatsoever towards my nephews and nieces because they didn't know the truth. They didn't listen to the truth being told. And I have no hard feelings at all with them. But we became the forgotten family. We had people like John O'Donovan going on the radios yesterday and today, you know, telling people how great a man he was. John O'Donovan didn't know that man. John O'Donovan knew the politician, the guy that sang the songs and the guy that was the great crack at the council parties and the council junkets. That's who they knew. We knew a different John Murray. And I'm so proud of my daughter. They wanted us to brush it under the carpet. But we didn't. We did the right thing. I had to stop. Yeah, we did the right thing. And because we did the right thing, people filtered away from us one by one. My sister Linda, or even my sister Linda, that court case could have gone against us because they made me out to be a bully boy. They made me out to be a gorier. I was never a gorier in my life. And not even my sister went understanding that quote. And she spoke up for me. Excuse me now, Neil. Excuse me. She spoke up for me and told the truth when the rest of them should have been telling the truth. You know, that court case could have gone against us because it's so, so, so hard to prove what we proved. It's so, so hard for my daughter to pick up the courage to do what she did. I know there are people out there.
Elaine was very upset with the fact that the book of evidence would have been given to your dad and to his to his legal team.
Yes.
He would know what's coming and they could prepare accordingly. Am I right?
Yes, of course. And the barrister was changed on the Friday, but the case was on a Monday, and the barrister was changed that Friday. So the barrister had to look over that case over the weekend.
And tell me, tell me about how you felt when Elaine eventually confided in you as to, you know, what you had gone through as a child.
I tell you, people like want to know why I didn't go over and break his legs, and I didn't go over and do that, you know. And you know, I wanted to I wanted to, but it wasn't my nature to do that. I wasn't him. I wasn't the type of person that he was. I didn't want to make a victim out of him. You know, when I was working that day, and I got a phone call from my wife saying, you know, what are you doing? Are you busy? I'm a taxi driver, mate. And, you know, I went home expecting, like, that she had broken up with her boyfriend, she might be pregnant. I didn't know what, I didn't expect that. No, I knew John Murray was a violent man because I saw violence in my childhood. I saw violence on my life. But I didn't know he was capable of doing that.
Because she described him as a street angel, house devil. Devil.
Yes, yes. Yes, no, yeah, I described him as that yesterday, yeah. Yes, I went home, and my daughter, when I went home, my daughter started crying. And she said, you know, Dad, and she broke down crying. She, I can't hold this any longer now that my mother wasn't long passed away. She was about 3 months passed away. She loved my mother. I loved my mother. My mother loved us.
Did Elaine want to wait until her grandmother had passed away to save her the pain?
Yeah, and she told me, she said, I don't need to keep this any longer, Dad. I said, why? What are you telling me? And she told me, I broke down crying, obviously. I was in a rage. I wanted to go over and do whatever. But as I said, I'm not him. I'm not him. I was never him.
So tell me, there was a... Yes. Let me bring Linda at this point. Oh, Linda, yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Because, thank you for taking the call. It's not anything that I'm sure you woke up this morning thinking that you would do. So I do appreciate it, particularly if
can
you
I
find
it difficult.
Can I just
say, Neil, myself, my brother and our families never wanted to talk about this again. This is down to Sean Martin. He brought this into the light on Tuesday night at that meeting, and this is why this has all been drawn up again. So this is not down to my brother's family or my family. This was brought up at a meeting. This was all stirred up again at that meeting the other night, and this is how this has come to light again.
Yeah, how do you feel about him bringing this up, or looking for a tribute, looking for condolences to be sent out, trying to an extent even praise the positive aspects of your father's life?
I'm extremely angry and I'm extremely disappointed, to be honest with you. I also want to say John Donovan is not representing all of the Murray family. There were 5 children there. 2 of us hadn't been recognised. And he is certainly not representing me and my brother. Or families.
Or your niece, for that matter.
Or my nieces.
You, neither you nor your brother will be at the funeral today.
No.
Yeah. In spite of the fact that this man was your dad.
I'm actually extremely upset here, as my brother is. I can hear. My brother is a wonderful man. An amazing father. He was an amazing brother to all of us. But sadly, that was forgotten. Forgotten. An amazing uncle. And his family and him were brushed aside when he needed support. He wasn't given it. When my niece needed support, she wasn't given it.
Isn't it very wrong? As I say, we've had numerous calls into Councillor Sean Martin since 8:30 this morning. If Elaine was John O'Donovan's daughter, he would not have the same attitude, would he? Is one text here. Another one, John Murray is a scumbag. That poor family, I feel so sorry for him. That poor girl deserves so much credit coming on and talking to Neil like that. Neil, I would love to have spoken to John O'Donovan, but I'm in work. How dare he come on the radio to try and paint that man as a saint because of a few flats and medical cards. But it sums up John with the company he kept. And as for that paedophile to serve just a year for what he did is even worse. Fair play to Chris O'Leary. Hang your head in shame, Sean Martin, says James from Toker. I feel like it's about you guys. Michael, good morning.
Neil, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Well, I think you have summed it up there quite well in your last comments. And I think when it comes to sexual abuse of children, there should be no end, or there should be no forgiveness in line, because that is one of the most hideous of crimes that can be committed. But having said that, let me commend you and your staff for the excellent program so far. Let me commend that young lady, Elaine, for her courage in view of what she has suffered down through the years to come on air and project her views and opinions in an excellent manner. Her father and aunt, the same. They should not have been put through this. I'm sure she will...